ramp. The ramp. It's a wheelchair ramp.
I'm glad he is considered the Jesus. He was the same as three people. He just had cancer.
He steals bits from Gordon Keith.
This is brought to you by Sante Center for Healing. Here he is, folks. Once.
Thank you very much, Gucci.
What was yours again? I already forgot.
Groovy Glob. The Groovy Glob.
The Groovy Glob. Okay.
Tuba Lip, Groovy Glob. Groovy Glob. Turning to you there.
Tuba Glob.
So, let me tell you a little story here about Jacob Toby. Any idea who that is?
No, but two first names, red flag.
He sounds like he'd be like a prospect playing at high A right now.
I think I saw something about this morning.
Okay, so Daddy's the closest so far to knowing what this is. So Jacob Toby is the Spurs TV play-by-play man. He's their follower. Young, good-looking guy. You go check out his social media. Apparently he's a musician. He's been doing their games the last few years. Good time to get in on Spurs games.
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, yesterday morning he woke up to quite the surprise. Because his Instagram story said, "This is my girlfriend of 6 years, but I cheated on her with Lauren Waters, at Lauren K. Waters. So feel free to continue following me if you really think I'm a good guy, because I'm not." No. Smiley face.
Oh, no.
And so this happened overnight, and then, of course, you know, it gets deleted. The Lauren Waters profile goes private, and the immediate speculation is his girlfriend found out that Jacob Toby was cheating on her and took to his Instagram to post about it while he was sleeping. And the interesting thing is, for one, just doing that and having your girlfriend of, again, a long time, 6 years is a long time, feel that that's the best way to get a revenge. Kind of funny. Don't do the sorry thing if you don't want the sorry thing done to you.
Agree.
But Lauren Waters is the sister of a former Spurs player.
Sister.
So Lauren Tim Waters Duncan? Is the sister of Lindy Waters, who did actually play in this past postseason for the Spurs. He was a late bench guy, so he never even checked into the finals, but he played a couple of the Oklahoma City games. But he was cheating on his girlfriend, all allegedly, according to his own social media post, cheating on his girlfriend with the sister of a player, which, boy, I wonder how often that happens. Can't be that often where the play-by-play guy is hooking up with the family member of a player.
I don't know what makes it different, but it being the guy, I guess. I think it just instinctually, whenever you think that relationship or player side or organization side the other way, that it would be the female reporter that would be the prize as
right.
opposed to the male broadcaster.
But then, yeah, you factor in it's the team's play-by-play guy. I mean, this would be Brad Sham hooking up with Deron Bland's sister.
Pretty when cool. When you put it that way, yeah, I'm yeah. with him. Pretty cool. I think I would have to give Brad Sham props.
We'll have to ask Dave Raymond if you've ever hooked up
good
with like
point.
Ian,
yeah, if he's
sister.
Ever had the eyes for one of the player's sister and thought, maybe I'll shoot my shot here.
Does Prince Fielder have a sister?
I have no idea. No clue.
Yeah, I'll let
look
you go
up.
For that one. That's awkward.
Dude, I did want to see the CCTV footage from inside of his home when he wakes up and he can't figure out why he has 50,000 notifications on Instagram and he has to go see what was posted.
Boy, my summer league tweet really popped off overnight.
Yeah, he's like, man, I didn't realize. Finally, yeah, I'm getting a little traction here online. And then you see that, and oh, and you get the DJ, oh no.
The sinking feeling. I can't imagine.
Yeah.
Is this grounds to lose your job? this is violating some kind of
making the team look bad.
Just general misconduct. I mean, people have lost people, and that's weird because usually it's the power dynamic, and I don't necessarily look at that as the traditional, the way that something like this happens. But
yeah, because again,
if
he was single, I would be like, dude, bones, like, good job, like, you were able to.
I mean, everything
talk
is
to
above
a player's
board.
Sister, good for you.
Yeah, whatever.
And she's I mean, this girl is a good looking girl. She's like a filmmaker. She's got her like an IMDb page, and good for him. But you're right, when you factor in that you have a girlfriend that is getting this revenge porn on you, I guess not in that in the old sense of the word, but is getting this revenge on you
publicly shaming you,
it makes you look bad. And then, yeah, it's just, you have to do the equation in your head. Is it worth it, or do we just find a new play-by-play guy? Again, he's only been there less than 2 years. He started in the 2024-2025 season.
Seeing this Jacob Toby guy post videos of himself playing guitar on Instagram.
Yeah, so he's a musician.
So worst case scenario, he does have a fallback.
Yeah, you pivot the music.
he can pivot.
Tours with Nickelback.
maybe be the understudy. Maybe you're behind the scenes. I don't know.
That's a dumb way to get fired, though.
I don't think he's going to survive this.
Really?
Yeah. I think maybe the only chance he has is, like you said, it's kind of a fringe roster player. But this isn't like the 53rd man on the NFL roster or something. It's a small, tight group, I would think. And this is going to get around, and this is going to be awkward. And I would imagine that any player that's sitting on an NBA bench, if they really wanted a broadcaster from the organization gone, then I think that the team would accommodate that. I'm not advocating for it. I'm just saying.
Oh, you're saying if the player has a problem with him hooking up with his sister?
Yeah, I mean, just above, I mean, just that being one of the factors of it, on top of misconduct and just not behavior welcomed within the organization, I would say. I think they could absolutely find a way of where they're going to say, we can't have this anymore.
Yeah, because I think of like Ime Udoka with Boston when he got fired for fraternizing with an intern or something and having a relationship. And yeah, that's immediately power dynamic. But this is just, did they meet at some kind of Spurs charity thing? Or where is he wooing a player's sister?
I mean, family members could be there at any time. I mean, think about it. Just off hours, just family visiting, just around there. I mean, it's not that crazy. I don't think that you would run across it. It's just the landing the player's sister like that.
Baldy, does Robo have a sister?
No, does have a brother in Pittsburgh, though. So,
Okay. I'll take it.
Yeah. I'm in my mid-30s now.
All right, Michael Dixon.
I'll just settle down.
Time to start broadening your horizons.
Yeah. We
start widening the talent pool.
For years now, I've been wiping out half the population from the dating pool. Maybe we start to be a little more inclusive. And if it lands me the brother of a famous DFW athlete, I'm all in.
Could do worse.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe we'll ask Dave if he can give me a scouting report on which Ranger sister I need to keep my eye on.
All right, I'll let you lead the conversation with Dave Raymond
Good.
On that.